Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Dog King Halloween, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Finley Madden and his family in Jordan Springs, Sydney, Australia, Cora and Kian and their family in New York City, Ida and her family in Scappoose, Oregon, Eris and her family in Berkeley, California, and Thomas, Thomas, and Charlie and their families in San Antonio, Texas. Thank you so much, Charlie, Thomas, Thomas, Eris, Ida, Kian, Cora, and Finley. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode.
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King.
His bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King.
Because he bites like a shark.
Dog King.
You know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King.
He won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today we find Dog King, king of the dogs, sitting on his throne, gazing out at his kingdom. Of course, his throne is actually less of a throne and more of a lumpy, bumpy mattress someone threw out and forgot about. And sure, his kingdom is less of a kingdom and more of a dirty, trash-strewn alley between two laundromats, but this time of year, for this one perfect, special day, all the dirt and grime and gnawed bones and cobwebs actually seemed right at home.
"Happy Halloween, everyone!"
he called out, and all the gathered dogs howled in response. Usually, the alley was full of pups of all shapes and sizes, from leaner wieners to husky huskies, moppish mutts and tiny terriers, doughy Dalmatians and lazy labs, but not today. Instead, the costume party was in full swing, and the alley was full of pudgy pumpkins and zoomy zombies, pawing pirates and whizzing wizards, pretty princesses and terrible trolls, and all kinds more. Some costumes were put together out of gathered garbage, and others were bought at the store by owners, but the dogs loved them all just the same. Dog King himself stood tall and shaggy, his cardboard crown gone for the day. In its place, he wore a cardboard astronaut helmet he'd found in a gutter. It was painted bright white and orange, and the little visor was up so his snoot could peek through.
"Pickles," he said. "What's on the royal schedule today?"
A shaky little chihuahua, dressed like Ariel from The Little Mermaid, poked his head up out of the bike basket where he had been napping. The little pup was Dog King's royal assistant, mostly because he refused to let anyone else do the job. He was the smallest dog in the alley, but despite that, or maybe because of it, he had the biggest personality.
"Oh, Dog King! It's Halloween!"
the chihuahua said in his spookiest voice.
"Oh, we have the costume party now until dark!"
"Excellent," Dog King said.
"Oh, that's all until tonight when we're going
I love a good bark,"
said Rambo, the rusty brown pit bull. He was dressed like Dracula, but he had swallowed his fake fangs almost as soon as he had put them in. He was scratching one ear and trying not to think of how they'd be biting him back later that night.
"I see a Frankenstein and I just go at him! You think those bolts'll hold your big flat head on? No chance! I eat bolts for breakfast, then I throw them up for lunch and I eat them again at dinner!"
"You shouldn't eat bolts, dude," said Luke, the golden doodle wearing oversized sunglasses and a big Hawaiian shirt. "Trust me, man, stick to pumpkins. Those go down smooth."
"Ah, I love pumpkin," said Pickles. "Little pumpkin puree mixed in with a puppuccino. Ah, yum, 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 yum."
"Boring," said Rambo. "That's because you're a basic witch."
"Don't be rude to me just because you eat your own fleas. Ah!"
"Whoa!"
said Rambo.
"I would never eat my fleas. They're some of my best friends."
"I'll eat fleas," said Dexter the Bulldog as he stomped by. He was wearing a giant hot dog costume with fake strips of ketchup and mustard going down his back. It was a well-done costume, which was obvious because the other dogs kept trying to take a bite out of it. "Gotta be careful with Halloween, though. Most of that stuff will run through you faster than a mailman when you come barking out the gate."
"That's a good reminder," Dog King said to them,
and then he turned and called out to everyone.
"Remember, don't eat the Halloween candy. It's good for humans, but it makes dogs sick." "Ah, you got that right," said Rambo. "I stole, I tried some of my kids' chocolate last year. I got so sick they had to bring me to the vet."
"The vet," said Broadwin, the giant St. Bernard. She was dressed as Rapunzel, with a bunch of old mop heads tied together into a long yellow wig. "Oh, I just hate the vet."
"Me too, Broadwin," said Rambo.
"Ah, me three," said Pickles. "You bite them one, two, maybe a dozen times, and all of a sudden you gotta wear a muzzle, like some kind of wild maniac."
Dog King and all the rest started laughing, and then nodded hello to Cranberry the cat. The little rescue was still no bigger than a kitten, and she wore big, fake, floppy ears and an old spiked collar.
"Oh, Cranberry!"
Pickles said happily, wagging his tail inside the shiny green tail of his mermaid costume.
"Oh, you look great! What are you supposed to be?"
"Oh, I'm Rambo the dog. Rrr,"
the cat said in a fake growl.
"Woof, woof, fart, bark."
"That's offensive,"
said Rambo, woofing, farting, and barking as he walked. They all laughed again, and then they heard a terrible howl. Not the typical mad-at-the-moon howl or the happy Halloween spooky howl, but a genuine something's-very-wrong-oh-no howl.
"Oh, help! Help!"
It was Annie, the well-groomed chow with her blow-dried red fur and her bobbing pink bow. She had been dressed as a unicorn, but her plush suit was crooked and her horn was dangling by her tulipy ears.
"Annie?"
Dog King cried. He leapt off his throne and ran through the party to meet his friend.
"What is wrong? Are you okay?"
"Oh, Dog King,"
she whined, shaking all over.
"It was terrible."
"Ah, what was it, Annie?"
growled Rambo.
"If anyone was mean to you, I'll give them such a bite that my grandpuppies will be chasing them."
"Oh, it was a skeleton,"
she said, leaning against Broadwin's broad side.
"A huge skeleton with glowing red eyes that shouted at me."
The dogs all looked at each other.
"Annie,"
said Dog King,
"are you sure it wasn't a kid in a costume? It is Halloween after all."
"No,"
Annie said, eyes wide and fur standing on end.
I could see right through it. Oh, it was all bones, taller than a garbage truck, and those eyes, and that voice, oh!
Come on, came a sneering voice. The devil dogs and whizzing wizards and barking boggarts all turned to see other Rex, the bully of a boxer. He was dressed like a T-Rex, with a big foam head and little fake arms dangling from the front of his wide chest. Clearly this scaredy-cat saw a human in a costume and got all spooked up.
Excuse me, who are you calling a scaredy-cat?
Asked Cranberry. Annie, said other Rex. She's always crying like she got caught eating the garbage. There's no giant skeleton. She's just a wimp.
Easy now, said Dog King. Everyone gets scared sometimes. It's perfectly natural, like being hungry or having to pee.
Oh, that's right, said Pickles. Even big, brave dogs like me get the shakes sometimes.
Well, you're a baby, too. You're all big, scaredy babies. Other Rex turned back to Annie.
Where was this supposed skeleton? I'll show you how a top dog handles things.
Just around the corner, the poofy chow stammered. But please don't go. It's too scary.
Aw, whatever, said the boxer. I'm gonna go see for myself. You scaredy cats can stay here.
That's offensive. Cats are just as brave as dogs, Cranberry said. We just don't bork our heads off every time the mailman comes around.
Other Rex started marching out of the alley. Dog King looked at the others and sighed.
We better go with him and make sure he's not treated with a trick or tricked with a treat.
We should cork his borker,
grumbled Rambo.
Ah, prancing around like some T-Rex, ah, said Pickles. Ah, I wish he would go extinct. Ah!
Dog King told the rest of the dogs to keep having fun, and he and his friends went after other Rex. Annie stayed tight between Broadwin and Rambo, whimpering all the way like a squeaky toy on its last legs. The little pack rounded a corner between two houses just in time to see the boxer strut across the street. He marched onto the lawn of a creepy little yard so covered in Halloween decorations, it looked like a haunted house.
Oh, look,
said Annie, ears back and tail tucked.
Oh, there it is! The skeleton!
Dog King and the others looked and saw a giant skeleton in the center of the yard. It stood tall as a tree, and its bones were gleaming white. The eyes weren't glowing red, but instead were deep and dead and black. Across the street, other Rex walked up to the skeleton and lifted his leg.
Look, you scaredy cats! There's nothing to be afraid of!
Suddenly, the skeleton lurched forward. Its eyes lit up a deep fiery red, and a creepy voice came from somewhere deep in its grinning skull.
Ooh, happy Halloween! I've been dying to meet you!
Now, if the dogs had been human, they would have recognized this monster as a decoration from the Halloween store. One of those ones that has a speaker and a motion detector. But these were dogs, and the world was a wild and scary place. Other Rex yowled and turned and tripped over his own paws. He came running back across the street, whining and howling, and then ducked behind Rambo.
Ah, okay. All right, save me! The skeleton!
He wasn't the only one. Pickles screamed,
Sweet Georgia Brown! Ah!
And jumped onto Broadwin's back, trying to bury himself in her fur. Annie fainted and rolled onto the ground, and the others all laid down on their bellies, trying to hide from those glowing red eyes.
Did he see us? Rambo growled.
I don't think so, said Dog King. Sorry we doubted you, Annie. Aren't we other Rex,
The boxer laid on his back, paws in the air and teeth chattering, too scared to speak.
Oh, that was terrible! Oh!
Pickles said, adjusting his purple clamshell bikini top.
This kind of nonsense wouldn't happen under the sea! Oh!
Really?
Asked Annie.
Well, what about Ursula?
Oh, Ursula had style! Ursula had flair!
Pickles replied.
This skeleton is no Ursula!
Oh, what do we do now?
Asked Cranberry the cat, sneaking silently up beside them and making everyone jump.
I'll tell you what we do, growled Rambo. We get up there and we tear that ghoulie apart! I'm talking the full chew! I'm gonna bite him and whip my head back and forth and shake him all up like an old stuffy!
Wait, we need a plan,
Dog King said, but Rambo was already running across the street.
Watch out, Bonehead!
He barked.
Here comes Rambo!
As he got close to the skeleton, its eyes flared red again, burning like a grill when the meat juice drips all over the coals.
Ooh, I'm bad to the bone!
Oh, you're bad? You think you're bad?
Rambo barked, bouncing back and forth.
I'm so bad I ate my owner's shoes and pooped them onto his other shoes. I'm so bad I got all wet and rolled in the sand like a shake and bake. I'm so bad I got sprayed by a skunk and smelled bitter when he was done. You don't scare me, skeleton.
The monster raised a bony arm and pointed at the pit bull, its jaw swinging open.
Ooh, ghouls just want to have fun! Ah, ha, 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 ha.
This was too much, even for Rambo. He yelped like someone stepped on his tail and then booked it back across the street, ducking behind Broadwin and the others and shaking like a cornered squirrel.
Ah, that laugh! Those eyes!
He said, and then his stomach gurgled.
Those teeth I swallowed!
Oh, sweet Georgia Brown! Pickles cried again. I'm so scared! That thing gave me a fright, and then a spook, and I think I peed a little! Ah!
Excuse me, you little butter biscuit, but you did what?
Asked Broadwin, who still had Pickles on her back.
Oh, don't worry about that now! There's a monster on the loose!
I told you the last time, no more rides if you can't hold it.
I was scared. You can't blame a dog for a little terror tinkle. Oh!
Dog King watched the skeleton for a long moment as it went quiet again. This monster kept staring straight ahead, like it was waiting for them to come close.
Dog King,
said Rambo, still a little shaky.
What do we do? We can't let a monster take over our neighborhood.
I've got an idea, he said. But we're going to need more dogs.
How many?
Asked Rambo.
All of them,
Dog King said.
Bring me every last dog you can find.
A half an hour later, a lady named Mrs. Hugo was carving a jack-o'-lantern at her kitchen table. The skeleton out front had gone off a few times, scaring some poor neighborhood dogs, but that was okay. She loved Halloween more than any other holiday, and the scarier the decoration, the better, as far as she was concerned.
Okay, Jack, she said to the pumpkin in her hands. Time for your lobotomy!
She started cutting off the top to scoop out the pumpkin guts, and then stopped.
What in the world is that?
Outside, she heard some scuffling, and then some barking.
More dogs? Haven't they learned their lesson?
More barking came. Much more barking.
What in the world?
Mrs. Hugo peered out the window and nearly fainted from shock. Outside, storming her yard, were dogs of every shape and size, all dressed up for Halloween. There were dumpy devils and stumpy superheroes, grinning ghosts and miniature monsters, frumpy Frankensteins and drooling Draculas,
prancing princesses, and in the lead was a crooked astronaut's helmet, a shaggy snoot peeking out through the visor.
"Come on, everyone,"
Dog King called to his fellow pups.
"Real or not, who cares? End of the day, it's just bones, and we love bones. All together now."
The skeleton flared to life, its eyes glowing devil red, and it shouted,
"Oh, no guts, all glory! Happy Halloween!"
This time, though, the dogs didn't run away. They charged as a pack and started pulling out bones. Dog King got a leg bone, and Pickles got a toe, and Rambo got a rib, and even other Rex came back to help. The decoration tried to talk again, but the lights were flickering, the sound warbling.
"Ooh, happy Halloween, bugs and hisses."
Annie, mustering up all of her bravery, grabbed the biggest bone of all, and the skeleton went dark with a crackle. At the same time, the door burst open and Mrs. Hugo stormed into her yard.
"You mangy mutts," she shouted. "Stop chewing on my decorations! Get out of my yard!" "Oh, it's a witch! Ah!" shouted Pickles. "Run before she bakes us into a pie! Ah!"
"Pie?"
asked Rambo, licking his lips.
"Just run! Ah!"
All the dogs took off from the yard, smiles on every face and a bone in every mouth. Dog King, as always, leading the way.
Dog King, he's the king of the dogs. 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 His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King.
His bite is worse than his bark.
Dog King.
Because he bites like a shark.
Dog King.
You know he's ruling the streets.
Dog King.
He won't roll over for treats.
His mother was a dog, his father was a king. So now he's Dog King, and he's king of the dogs. Dog King!
Today's story, Dog King Halloween, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon, with an original theme song by us both. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.